kada još zbona majse musim ti te sefer zbona majse from the Ari was a lady but she was standing in her kitchen, she was cooking and she was singing songs when she was cooking. And in the middle of she was cooking and singing, Dibuk, and the Shama went into her. In the beginning she didn't realize what happened to her, why she's feeling so bad. The Gilgul was inside her for 3 years. Then they bring her to the Ari. And the Ari decided that it's a Gilgul, and that Femina is the Gilgul. So the Eis Erev Sholach Ari at Reb Chaim Vital. And he told him, go with Eis Erev to the house of the Isha to take out the Gilgul. And he told him, I want to tell you, this Gilgul is a grace of chakra. This Neshama is a chakra. Maybe when you will ask him his name, he will lie. The first time he will lie, the second time he will lie, the third time he will lie. Only the fourth time he will say the Emes, his name. So you have to know. Reb Chaim waited a little bit. He didn't go exactly when the Ari told him. When it was darker, he went and became dark. Before he came into the house already, the Gilgul started to yell, soon Reb Chaim Vital is coming. Kitzur, Reb Chaim Vital came into the house. So then the Gilgul, you know, got aims at the Kedusha a little bit. And he started to bet a little bit of covet. So Reb Chaim Vital asked him, what's your name? First he said one name, then he said a second name. Then the fourth time he said his name. And at that minute that he said his name, so Reb Chaim Vital, you know, started to say Shem Yisakdoshim, and he was mashbiyah that he has to leave. And when he was going to go out, Reb Chaim Vital saw that he's planning to go out through the throat. If you go out through the throat, you could kill the Isha. So he told him that he has to go out through his her finger from the feet. But then he was scared as a chakra. So Chaim Vital told him, don't go out today till I tell you. Because he went to Meir, to David Meir with the Ari. And he told the Ari what happened. So the Ari told him, the reason the Gilgul is not knowing so becovered with you, because you went by night. By night the Chitzoinim were very stark. I told you to go before it was dark. So wait till tomorrow morning. After Shachris, Chaim Vital went. He told again, the Ruach and Gezer on you, you have to go out. Miyad, the left foot and the finger. And then they saw he was like crying, Chutzelesh. So Chaim Vital told him, what was the chet? What was your aveira? What is the chet that you are in? What's the given dina aveira? And the Gilgul told him, I was a chakra, I was a ramay, I was a balashana. This is my chet. Chakra, ramay, balashana. So he asked her, what was the chet of the Isha that he managed to go in? She said she was singing Goyish songs, Goyish Nigun. So Mimele, the Nivul Pet. So Mimele, I had a schus to go into her. This is one maysa I want to say. But again, we see the Koyach of Sheker. I think maybe a little more chazal into me, a little bit of the Yasadit. The chet of sheker, the shaker and the ramai, is not stop. Chzor ha-sheker. I'm saying a ramos. The shaker and the ramai, such a chet, He's misgalgal mimokim lemokim. He's looking for a tikkun. He's a shakir. Say a maise on a Pinchas Mikuritz. He never said a shekel. Not only that, he would say, my neshama will go out before I would say a shekel. A shekel will not come out of me. My neshama will leave of a shekel when it's coming out. It was a maise with a yid that he was over a yid. And the government decided that if the Pinchas Mikuritz and the Sasev Rebbe will make a shvua that he's a noki and he didn't do nothing, they'll let him free. But if not, he's getting punished. The two G'dayla Yisrael, the Yidden, for sure will not say a shekel. They come and make a shvua that he didn't do garnish. So the Sasev Rebbe paskin that pikuach nefesh. Elech na'am gehenem shekel, but pikuach nefesh. Pinchas Mikuritz didn't know what to do. He never said a sheker. He can't say a sheker. And yet his wife with the kids came, Rebbe, it's a pikuach nefesh. But he can't say a sheker. It was one day before the court case. So he was awake the whole night, Pinchas Mikuritz. His mice is brought down in the safe door there. He was up the whole night. And he died into Hashem. Take away my neshama, that I will not have to say a shekel tomorrow. In the meantime, in the court case, that yid felt bad that Gedolei Hador have to lie, and he was moida. So they ran in the morning to the house of Pinchas Mikuritz to tell him, you know, Yana was moida. They opened the door, he was dead on the floor. The davening that Hashem will take away his neshama till he died. Not to be moitzi sheker mipiv. Trying again to miyasad, the avodah of sheker and emes that we started to speak about. That it's not only a shaila, yes to say a sheker, not to say a sheker. The doy le Yisrael nu is a musig, you're not moitzi a sheker mipiv. You're not moitzi a sheker mipiv. If you moitzi a sheker, it's not what Hashem wants. The letter from the Chasim Sefer, the Nusach of the letter that's brought down in the Chut HaMeshulash, the Lajna, ואמרתי לברוח מן הקטן שבתרמיסו, ולא בעם הארץ בלבד, אלא גם לא עם די תוירו ואפילו רבונים. זה מה זה אומר. כל שאין דבר אמס בלבובוי, ולא היושר והצדק מרכבתוי, הרחק דרכך ממנו, הוסר רק לך מנסיב עושה. הרז נשקי נשת אמס, a yes is a yes, and a no is a no. And if not, so should I mitchor him not to have shaykh is there. Famous Maisan Rabbi Shualev Diskin, Marim Diskin. He was in Russia. Someone, a mumel, said, you know, bad things on him, and they put him in prison. And the whole world, everyone does, what was the mice? And the whole world was busy, you know, Shualev Diskin, he was the Rav of Brisk. And the Russians wanted to do. And they sent a lawyer. So first of all, who's the mice not the guy to us? Shalev closed the eyes when he spoke to the lawyer. The lawyer asked him why. He said the lawyer was a friar. Told him also he's talking with Nei Rosha. He said, "Can I speak? I'm not allowed to look at you." also he's talking with Nei Rosh. But he was not busy, maybe to make kiruv, maybe to make, you know, the Indian to make karv. That's Michlal is good on the side. But his, after the lawyer that tries to convince him, you know, to get up and to say something, you know, tell him if you say that, it looks like we'll win the case. Shalim said, I can't say a shekel. I can't lie. So then when the lawyer, the court game came, Rabbi Shalev was not masked to say that. So the lawyer got up and he says, I'm telling you, my client is such a truth person, I'll tell you two stories. One, you know, he didn't want to look at me, because he holds he's not allowed to. And I asked him to say something, he said he's not allowed to lie. So, vice versa, what he's saying that he didn't do it, is the real truth. Because if you would be a liar, it's not that migu, yeah. If he'd be a liar, he would say, no, I told him something that he could say, and the whole court case would finish. But he said, that is not emes. What do we see from here? And my feeling is that if we manage to be mashrish, this mistake that we have in our heads, that sheker and emes, it's not, no, better to be a ish emes. It's a whole musik that a lot of people are missing, and if you manage to be kind of this midah of emes, you manage to be mashkish this midah of emes, you have a besundere kinyan, and that kinyan could follow you weiter and weiter and weiter, and if you don't have it, you lose. I want to go back a little bit to Apor Chazalim. There's a lot of chazalim. There's a couple of chazalim that are negia. The first Mishnah in Ovis. First page. Al shloish advorim oilom kai. Al ha-emes, al ha-din ve-al ha-sholim. Al ha-emes. Yeah, what? First page. Ala emes, ala din ve'ala sholem. What is ala emes? Ha'olam is oimed al shloish advarim. Ala emes. The Menorah Samoyed, Luis Pshat in the Zohar, it says bereishis bara Elokim. Is bereishis bara Elokim sof teves emes. Sha'olam nivra be'emes. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Eretz emes me'eretz titzmach." Zog the Yalkut, "B'shor she'anoshim oisim emes, Hakadosh Baruch Hu matzmiach Yeshuas." People speak emes, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is matzmiach Yeshuas. What does it mean? In Oisi is the Rabbi Kive in Aleph. Aleph, what is Aleph? שאמר תורה אמס כדי שתזכה לעולם הבא. מפני מה? מפני שהקדוש ברוך הוא נקרא אמס. שנאמר השם אלוקיכם אמס. וכי שיושב עליו באמס. שבסדר יושב יום כיפר ואוכן. ויושב עליו באמס. ופונד יקד בו חסד באמס יקדנו פונחו. וכל דבורו אמס שנאמר ראש דבורו אמס. וכל משפטי אמס שנאמר משפטי השם אמס צוד קרי אחדות. What is this emes? And state b'shem the Goyim Vilna that the seven ways that the Geula will come. You know, how people look for all different zachen. You know, Shiras Chayes, Anshei Emuna. If a person will be makpid an emes, and they learn out from the pasuk, it says in Shir Hashirim, "Iti mi levonon tovoi emes." And this will build the Beis HaMikdash. Again, Hashem needs emes. He needs Anshei Emune. He needs Anshei Emes. What is this Anshei Emes? What is this Anshei Emes? Hashem wants emes. The world was built on emes. Then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Arba kisses eino mekam lipnei ha-shchina. Kas litzonim, kas shakronim. Eino mekam lipnei ha-shchina. Gemara psochim. Shloisha ha-kodesh boruch hu soino. Hamedaber echot bepe ve-echot belev. Kodesh boruch hu soino. He hates. Why he hates? What is the problem? What do he hates here? Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kol ha-machlif bediburoi ki'ilu oivin avidezore. Rashi says, Meshane bediburoi shelo yenika. He talks that people will not realize that he's lying. Ki'ilu oivin avidezore. Not only that, Rashi says in Sanhedrin that even Yankev Avinu, when his mother told him, Ruach HaKodesh, you have to lie, he was trying that the words will not be shaken. He's allowed to lie. If I can't say it good now. Hashem, I have a Ruach HaKodesh, B'ni, go lie your father. So if I can't, if already I'm allowed to lie, I will say the story, you know. Sometimes I'm all a person feels, B'nei Dar Kishalom, he has to say a story, yeah? Sometimes the Dar Kishalom of himself, yeah? But he makes B'nei Dar Kishalom, he's allowed to lie. Even when Yankev Avinu has to lie, he changes the shekel. He changes the way of shekel. Gemara says a maise, one of the amiroim, forgot the name, he came to a place, they told him, say a shekel. So Gemara says, he told them, preido achas yoldo. Preido is an animal, a kind of kids. He told them, preido yoledas. Tell him, you told me to say a shekel. It's a shver gemara. So the Mefarshim explain, they asked him, vos heis shekel. By the goyim, they were sure that shekel means that you cover something, you say something, that you can't chap. And he told him, no. To say, preido achas yoldo, this is also shekel. Preido achas yoldo is shekel. So the person has to know. It's full of chazalim on shekel. But it's not only, you could say, on everything you could bring a lot of chazalim. You know, some people, when you give them musa, they say, yeah, and every zach, you know, Chofetz Chaim has a lot of lav on lashono. You know, you can milak it on every mitzvah, a lot of zach. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. Roish dvorcho emes. Chosomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. It's a ma'aseh. We spoke one ma'aseh. Chazal says that, I think it's a couple of ma'aseh in Chazal. We spoke one ma'aseh on Rav Safra, where the person came to buy. Moses said that Rav Safra went once with the Matayel. They went for a walk, and they met a chosid echad that was coming to the city. So the chosid told him, thank you that you came to welcome me. So Rav Safra told him, I'll tell you the truth, we didn't go to welcome you. Just going for a walk. So he got very insulted with the chosid. So Talmid of told him, Rabbi, he said, what I could have done? He told him, you could have kept quiet. You didn't have to say yes, you didn't have to say no. Omar lehem, lo yisi mekayim be'atzmi doi veremes bilavov. Lo yisi mekayim be'atzmi doi veremes bilavov. It's not emes. It's not a fully emes. It's not a fully emes. A person tells you a story. Tells you, and you heard the Yanem Rav, you know him. Say, yeah, I know. You don't know him. Say, I don't. Chasim Chazisul.
So Maizim Simchas Yisrael, he was writing a letter, and he had to write the name of the city, and he was not sure how to spell it, so he didn't write the name of the city. So I'll write it wrong. It's Sheker. It's not exactly that city. So he didn't write down Sheker. A person has to be mashish and to understand. I want to explain a little bit. You know, all of us want to become gdelim, all of us want to become tamidei chachamim. I want to say something amar kashtikul. Chas v'shalom, not to mezalzel and no one. We see all different great people, different levels of different great people. A lot of times we don't understand how different people come to such a greatness. How such some people manage to climb up the ladder so much, and some people don't manage. What is the difference? How some people make it, and some people don't make it. And we think, for sure, Yenem is a masmit, Yenem is Nishkin masmit. Avada, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Not for a second to think that the Talmud Torah is not our goal, and this is not what I'm trying to do. Is Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But the sheker is the mafsid ha'ikori. There's a mafsid ha'ikori. And it's the whole time. And vice versa from all of these chazali, that the sheker has something rotten inside him. That he rattens the neshama. The neshama becomes a rotten neshama. It's rotten inside. Ha'ish emes is full inside. Ha'ish sheker is rotten inside. We don't understand how much ashpoa the emes has and how much ashpoa the sheker has. But if Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was boireh the oilom of emes, the kas shakronim hisayne, they were shkorim lo yikin neneged einai. There's no mocking for sheker in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only emes. So a person that is smart, and you know, mitzad echad chazak alamol, chof everyone that's sitting here will become one day a big talmid chacham. I would say I'm sure, I don't want to be a shock. Yeah. But I hope that it will happen. A person has to know, if he will not become a talmid chacham, then he will have an excuse. Maybe he will have an excuse, I had to go out to work. I'm not cut for learning. All this is about my answers, yeah? My parents, Baruch Hashem, Heinz, and Shtaz, and Teres already, yeah? My parents, why did you become Talmud Chacham most of you? Everyone has his excuses. Zitz Fleish, Chveis Nishvas, all different answers. Sheker ve'emes, no one will have an answer. To be a Deiver Emes is no answer. It's no excuse. Even if Chas V'Shalom, you don't be Yitzhak Talmud Chacham, you don't have even a small excuse not to say emes all of your life and to be with the kas shakronim. It's not even one excuse. Not even one. I mean, a person can't say, you know, this is not so important. This is pum fakat. It's important at belidai. A person could do it in a day that he's in vacation, in a day that is a Friday, in a day that he's going home. It's not the ghetto is learning or not. There's no shaykh to his learning. No shaykh at all. He has to train himself. He has to train himself. He has to train himself. To be a deiver emes bilavavri. To say emes and not to say sheker. And if a person manages to be koine, say, I saw the sefer here. It's not saying the sefer, a sheker. It's called a mulus for him in the Yitzhak, a sheker. Sefer Tikkun Amidus, Chelek Beis, he has a sheker, a emes. Being done, if someone went to ask Reb Chatzko, you know, he says, you know, I say stories every time, like, I add a little bit, like how to work on it. Like, you know, I add, I gadget, Simcha. I said, what? He said, again, I said, stories like, I added it. He said, shakran? You're a shakran? So he said, okay, Rebbe, I'm a shakran, so tell me what to do. Tell me you have to learn Musa. You're just a shakran. Shaker? Sheker is a stira to Bayer Olam. Saying again, I'm saying I have to work on it a lot. But I'm saying, Sheker and Emes is one of these mirrors that the more that you're in Sheker, the less that you understand how Sheker is bad. And the less that you're in Sheker, you understand how Emes is important. Like, if a bacher will come and say, after we speak today, he doesn't feel nothing, it means he's very sick. Maybe he has to go to an emergency hospital for midas. If he doesn't feel, Sheker Hemes, he needs a lot of help. A lot of help to get out of it. He jokes. Azar, Yahya, Rahim. He doesn't understand. You think, so what? Well, I daven, I eat kosher, Rabbanut, Seder, but, you know, I'm not such a bad person. Upstairs, the person that David Shaker, he's very far from Hashem. He's very far from Hashem. Doesn't happen. There's no mocking. There's no mocking. Klapi kuchikuchu. It's a terrible zach. No, the koyach of Sheker, because it's alma de shikra, like we spoke. When you're in it, it's such a fake that you don't understand that you're in the fake. It's fake. So you don't feel that it's fake. You don't feel that it's a chisol. You don't feel that it's a chisol. A person has to feel emes. To feel not straight. Not straight. So I have a daughter. Mitzvah girl. So she had a test yesterday. So she asked me before the test. She's a very good student. She gets, you know, tens, A's. She opened us. I think she's smarter from all the kids in the class. No, she's my daughter. The kids are rising. Now, it was a very, very schwer test yesterday. Mamash test. She found out. But she knows someone that learned the same teacher last year. And she heard that this teacher every time gives the same test. So she went to that person. And she asked him, you have the test? Yeah, how much you got? Everything I know. Mamish 100. So she took the test. And she read it. She didn't take it to school. She read it. She knew it by heart. She asked him if she's allowed to do it or not. I told her to say Asur I can't, but straight it's not. Not straight. Asur, you're not copying. There's no din. Well, you didn't. These tests are around, they're given out, you know. There's no. It's not straight. She's a very straight person. She couldn't fall asleep the whole night because she felt she's not straight. But she was scared she'd go to say it. Okay, the morning came, the test was exactly the same test. She knew all that meant. She finished it up. The teacher asked her, you know, she finished so quick. When she gave it, she was shaking because she felt she's not straight. She came home the whole night. I came home late. She asked, I'm not straight. So I told her, I want to tell you Ein Zach. First, you know, from now on, don't do it anymore. But you have to know, if you do it two more times, you'll start to feel not straight. The fact that you're feeling not straight, let me, it's a mile, I said. But you did? No, no. Well, gosh, it's just going to have a few minutes. Not like you're getting a degree. It's done. No, I said, you know, actually. But I said, this is Sheker. You do it two, three times, you don't feel even that straight. Don't feel even that straight. She never lied. She's not a liar. She's a straight person. She doesn't know how to lie. The first time she's doing something not straight, then a shomer feels it's not straight. You do it a couple times, this is Sheker. Tell you, I would be like that. She was awake the whole night because she's not straight. This is the neshama. A neshama that is straight, when he's not straight, he doesn't feel that he could check her. A person lies. So I'm saying, I think our avoda is, it's hard to give, but I think for Misakim, this chalik of avoda of sheker and emes, I'm saying a person has to take what I feel is epis a sefer musa, epis a time to himself, to be kind of this midah of emes and sheker. And if a person can measure himself in the end of the year, I'm the same liar, I'm not the same. I'm an emes person, I'm a sheker. And you have to know, the Bentayra could have the Nisoy and he sees a Yediyah in a Sefer, he comes tomorrow, a Haktas Arayis, yeah? The Nisoy and the Sheker and Emes is in all different places. All different places. Chavrusa drops you, I dropped him. You know, it's all different. The Sheker and Emes is the whole time. You know, you get that? I did it. I didn't want. Why you didn't go to Shabbos? I didn't want to go. Chalashim to go, they didn't invite me, yeah? And every place in life is different kinds of sheker and emes. I'm saying a person has to get used to, because if he doesn't think about it when they happen, he just lies. I'm looking around these weeks, you know, thousands of shkarim are passing near my ear, thousands of shekels. That's Hashem.